Hi there, and welcome to The Inevitable. This is our new podcast where we're talking about the future of the car. This means everything from electrified vehicles to cars that drive themselves. Where are we going and how will we get there? I'm Johnny Lieberman from Motor Trend, joined by
Ed Lowe, and we are going to talk to some amazing guests. We have Reggie Watts, we have Sung Kang, we have James Marsden, we have Spike Ferriston, Kristen Lee, Derek Jenkins, a whole bunch of actors, celebrities, car crazy folks, people from in and outside the industry. It's going to be great, and you can find it on podcast1.com or anywhere you find you listen to your favorite podcast. We're also doing a video series as well. That's on motortrend.com/theinevitable or on youtube.com/motortrend. Come join us.
Man, we'll go through some of Alex Berenson's observations and Adam's observations on themes. What is going on with the monoclonal antibodies? And I'll give you a little bit of an update on my health.
First, there's Fight Camp. A fitter, happier you is worth fighting for. Fight Camp. Bring the world's best workout into your home. Learn to box and kickbox. Do it from home with world-class programming, elite trainers, premium equipment, and smart tech that turns your workout into an interactive experience. Get a killer workout in as little as 20 minutes. Drew knows this.
Mm-hmm.
That boxing workout, man.
Oh, my God.
He was sore for a week after he did it. Comes with all the gear you need, freestanding punching bag, boxing gloves, quick hand wraps, and smart punch trackers. Get the whole family involved. Safe for kids. Good for their confidence. No heavy weights or spinning wheels to get your hair caught in. Safe, effective, build self-esteem with Fight Camp, right, Matt?
Fight Camp offers easy payments so you can get your equipment and get started now. Pay over 24 months for less than the cost of a gym membership. Plus, Fight Camp offers free shipping with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Just go to fightcamp.com/ADS. To get free shipping on your Fight Camp, go to fightcamp.com/ADS, fightcamp.com/ADS.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a church. I'm a doctor's board-certified physician. His dick's spatula person.
Spatula. I like that. First time that's been spit out of your mouth.
What's going on, Drewski?
Yeah, man. So I told you, I'm still dealing with this diverticulitis thing. God, it's just brutal, and it just goes on forever. And so I'm going to have this thing surgically dealt with. But but I am – so diverticulitis is like an appendicitis, but on the other side, where these little these things that come off your colon can get infected.
Mm-hmm.
And turn into abscesses and all kinds of good things. But the reason I'm struggling through this and not getting the operation right now is oftentimes if you do the operation when you're infected, they have to do a colostomy, which means two operations, which I'm not interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get through this thing and then do it when I'm not infected.
What do you – first off, how do you get it?
It's just the – well, interestingly, I had it – exactly in the same time course after both my COVID episodes, which is maybe an interesting correlation, but it might be causation. So something in your immune system gets off and it doesn't control it properly. Seeds get caught in there. Kernels get caught in there. And then just nothing. I get it like two, three times a year no matter what. But twice of the last year has been immediately within a week of COVID, 2 weeks of COVID.
What do you take?
I take ciprofloxacin and metronidazole, Flagyl. And it works. It works. It works.
What's going on with all the controversy with the monoclonals?
I'm a little confused by it myself.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, the emergency use authorization has been removed for a few of them. DeSantis is painting a narrative that makes it look like it was done to sort of optimally impact Florida because they had such a good distribution and access system for monoclonal antibodies. The science part of this
will negatively impact Florida.
Correct.
Right.
What did I say?
Optimally?
Optimally in the sense of having the optimum impact on the people with having the most impact would be Florida because
right.
that's where they were using it so effectively. The regulatory side would say, well, the reason we're doing this is those particular ones 99.8% of COVID, we think, is now Omicron.
Right.
And the only ones that really seem to work against Omicron is Sotrovimab. So presumably they could increase that and distribute that, which they're not doing a very good job
at. What is the side effects of it?
Nothing. There's occasionally people get allergic reactions and kind of faint or can get trouble breathing. But I'm not aware of one serious side effect. But by asking that question, you're going in the direction I would go with this. So go ahead.
Well, it's always – so for me, I'm always like, what is the theme? The themes are like – you know, I always say this. It's like you have the parent and the parent that says, you know, we get up at 6 in the morning, we take the whole family and the kids, and we go to Disneyland for the day. And then that parent does that once a year when they say they're going to do it. And then you go – I guess the theme for this guy is he likes Disneyland. And then there's the other parents where the last three times you wanted to go, they got up, they said the car wasn't running right, and there was a situation at work. And then, but eventually a theme starts to arise, like, well, maybe this person doesn't want to go there. You know what I mean? And I just follow themes for everything because it always tells me where people are at and what they want to do.
Yeah.
And people talk a lot about, I wasn't feeling right, or the car wasn't working, or it was too crowded that day. I didn't want a chance, you know, but we all know it would go, you know, it's my $10,000 challenge, which is I couldn't get to it by this. I was having trouble with that. My back hurt. And the answer is, but what if there was $10,000 if you cleaned your garage out? Would you have done it? And the answer is always, well, yes. And then you go, well, then is it your back hurting or what is it? You know what I mean? And the theme with the federal government in Florida is fuck Florida. So then when they go, well, we're going to take away these medications, but it's because there's side effects, you know, you go, well, I would, in a bubble, I would believe that in a second. A year and a half ago, but there's been too many themes.
Right.
And so now, and by the way, you've said there's been side effects to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. You talked about, you know, horse paste and stuff. I no longer believe we're worried about the side effects.
Right.
Because you've done it way too often and it only goes in one direction.
Right.
So now I hear side effects and I think to myself, well, I don't know what the side effects are, but the theme is clear. So.
And the theme I always see is taking away the ability to practice medicine. Because when you take away therapeutics, you're taking away something that something from the doctor's quiver. And a certain amount, let's say it's 99.4% Omicron. Let's just say 99% for the sake of argument is Omicron. That's 1% of many, many thousands of people are going to be Delta. And if the doctor comes upon something he or she thinks is Delta, now you can't treat it. You've been taken away. Something has been taken away that you might have tried,
and I also,
with no side effects that might have worked.
I also go deeper, which is so it's not effective for Omicron. Fine. Does it hurt you? What are the side effects?
No.
What's the danger?
Right.
And if there isn't any, then you treat it like a cancer patient. You know, we got an experimental drug. Give it a try.
Exactly.
You know, that's why. Why isn't that? So when all of a sudden people become really worried about side effects for things that have been around for decades and that oftentimes millions of people, billions around the world may use, then I kind of wonder, what are these side effect dangers? But my bigger question is why do you care about the side effect dangers when there's no apparent side effect dangers?
Right.
Why is this a talking point?
Well, I just had a really interesting conversation with a cognitive psychologist.
And going back, why is there not, see, as I say, whether it's the lab leak theory or hydroxychloroquine, why no neutrality? Why not? No, no, no. Talk to your doctor. Maybe it works.
Right.
Give it a shot.
Right.
None of my business. You know, why the stance?
Right. So he and I were able to summarize this difference. You would enjoy this. I hope I can do it justice. As the difference between people who have an optimism bias and people who have a pessimism bias.
Mm-hmm.
And you grew up around massive pessimism bias.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an optimism bias.
Yeah.
Well, he said he said the reason these things evolved. Hang on, you're going to get it more the clearer picture.
I have a pragmatism bias
for sure, but that the pessimism bias evolved because a certain amount of people needed to stay in the cave and just kind of hang out and be afraid and hang back and mm-hmm. maybe not be quite as likely to be as reproduced. But if the guys with the optimism bias are all killed off, well, you're still there to get right. some genes forward. Well, the guys and gals with the optimism bias are going out there and fighting and killing the mammoths and thriving. So in one sense, thriving for the people with optimism bias is going and doing and engaging and, you know, producing. People with a pessimism bias, their idea of thriving is being back in the cave.
Right.
And the pessimism bias is definitely being given a value right now.
Right.
It's valued. And so everything goes pessimistic. Any side effects can't – one death is too many. One death is too many.
Right.
No side effects. Well, don't worry about no side effects. There could be a side effect. And we have gone so far into this pessimism bias that it's actually delusional. It's actually a thought problem.
You know, the other kind of thing I realize
– and by the way, before you answer, and also people with pessimism bias go into government and bureaucracy. Go ahead. Mm. And public health.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing that maybe even be a bigger culprit here is the optimism bias is willing to leave behind the pessimistic bias and strike out on their own. So you're able to say, I've had it happen in my life a few times where, you know, you go, here's what I'm going to do. And then the cave dwellers say, no, don't go out there. And I go, I'm going. And I just leave.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to recruit.
Right.
You know, I might say, look, it's better to live your life outside of the cave. And they go, no, I'm staying in the cave. And I go, fine, stay in the cave. I'm leaving. And I just leave. The pessimists, they're recruiting hard.
Yeah.
Stay
yeah.
in here. Don't go anywhere.
It's fear. It's fear.
And I'm going to block the opening to the cave so yeah. you can't get out. I think it's shame more than it is fear. I don't think they really worry. You know, the folks that are like, well, go out there and take your chances with the woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
They're not that worried about you. They're worried about you coming home with a bunch of woolly mammoth meat and being hailed as a hero.
Oh.
And
it's envy.
Well, think about everyone with their, you know, you've got to get vaccinated. They don't say you got to get vaccinated because you need to protect yourself. They go, you need to protect me.
Mm.
That's a shame-based thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a you-based thing. I mean, do you really think, let's just say, the anti-vaxxers are a bunch of MAGA, you know, Walmart shopping, whatever. Do you think the people at NPR really care what happens to those people?
They made it clear that they don't.
They don't. They drag it back to them.
Yeah.
You're affecting me.
Right.
Still haven't been able to figure out the argument of how someone not getting vaccinated affects you. I know all the arguments that were made 10 minutes ago, but nothing's holding up about affecting you anymore. Do your piece. I have hopefully Gary's got this Alex Berenson Substack thing that I want to run by you.
But first we're talking about Headspace.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you say you're fine, but I don't know how many times you're really fine. How many times have you told yourself you're fine when you really felt angry, sad, nervous, or weren't even paying attention to your feelings? That's the big thing. We don't even have our feelings. This year, make small changes to your daily routine that have big influence on your mental health and well-being with Headspace. Scientifically proven to help manage feelings and mental health, recent study proved that in just 2 weeks, Headspace can reduce stress by 14%. I love the mini meditations. Just take 1 minute. You can unwind, focus, let go of stress. It's amazing what you can accomplish in a very short period of time. And whether you want to relieve stress and anxiety, sleep better, improve your focus, Headspace is your everyday dose of mindfulness. And of course, I think everyone is aware that mindfulness has shown itself to be a very effective component of our mental health care. Right, Matt?
However you're feeling, try Headspace at headspace.com/ADS and get 1 month free of their entire mindfulness library. This is the best Headspace offer available, so go to headspace.com/ADS today. headspace.com/ADS.
All right, so there's a couple of voices I'd listened to throughout the pandemic. Alex Berenson is one of them. I got on to him several years ago when he wrote a book about pot and basically saying, hey, man, it ain't free. I mean, there's a lot of people getting hooked and it's has its effects on young people.
There's a more realistic way of assessing it.
Yeah. And I went, oh, all right, but well, that guy's intellectually honest because he's pushing against, he's, you know, former reporter for New York Times, blah, blah, blah. But he's independent, striking out on his own. So I would tend to listen to him more so than someone from CNN because I don't feel like his agenda is information.
Yeah.
He has a recent Substack article about the vaccines. And I also noticed trends, and I've been just sort of watching the vaccines and watching how the trend, how the story changes every 7 weeks about what it does and why you have to take it, which isn't to say I'm an anti-vaxxer. I'm just interested when I start seeing themes emerge, and there's definitely a theme around the vax.
Mm-hmm.
And it started off as get the vax, turn the page. When we get on with life, it's all over. Whenever once everyone gets vaxxed, we're done. And I remember saying like little things like the Mike August, like when we were getting on the airplane 3 months ago, and he's like, "Ah, we do. Everyone gets vaxxed, we do away with these masks." I said, "Oh, we're not going to do away with these masks." He said, "Not once everyone gets vaxxed, we will." I said, "Oh, poor naive Mike." Now, what was I saying? I was saying, you're working under the predicate of they want to get rid of masks. I don't believe that. And now everyone's vaxxed and everyone's masked. And then the info on the mask will start trickling out. But the vax thing has taken a theme, and the theme was get vaxxed, turn the page, put this thing in a rearview mirror, get rid of your mask. Then it went to, you know, get a mat. Get vaxxed. And when I started hearing little bits and pieces about natural immunity, and we don't know how effective natural immunity is, and, well, the vax is good, but you need a booster, and then it's like there's some breakout cases. A couple of people will get it even though they're vaxxed, and then everyone got it vaxxed, but then the theme changed again, which is, well, okay, everyone's going to get it, but you won't clog up the hospitals because—and it just kept— morphing. And when I see things morphing and always the one direction, I take notice. And so I think Alex Berenson sort of took notice too.
Early on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early on. So here's his Gary has it.
You want me to read the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Drew will stop you when I break it down.
You both can. This is titled An Urgent Warning, and it was published on January 24th, 2022. The subheadline.
Also, when a guy like Alex Berenson, with his credentials, starts probing into vax and how effective they vaccines are, or masks, or how, or hydroxychloroquine, and he immediately gets pulled off of YouTube. That also makes me a little suspicious in terms of the theme that's happening.
Right, the direction.
Well, why are you pulling this guy off? He's a very accurate guy. He's a very sober guy, and he's got a thought that may go against Dr. Fauci, but doesn't mean he's incorrect.
Well, I feel like that has finally hit up against Joe Rogan.
Yes.
And from a business standpoint, it would not be a good idea to take Joe Rogan down. So not Stitcher, what is it? Spotify people are not doing it. They're not taking it
right,
down.
Right, but I recently got flagged for talking about the vax.
And oh, boy.
Pulled down. So it's a theme.
Yeah.
Why the theme? Okay.
All right, an urgent warning. Subheadline, the world's most mRNA vaccinated countries now have shockingly high COVID infection rates. Hospitalizations and deaths are rising fast, too. The mRNA experiment needs to stop immediately. Something is rotten in Denmark. And Australia. And Israel, where nearly 1% of the entire population just tested positive for COVID. Not in a month or a week, in one day. You read that right. On Saturday, Israel had 84,000 new infections, the equivalent of almost 3 million in the United States. Infections in Israel have risen unthinkably fast since late December. They are up 100-fold in a month, driven by the collapse of booster protection and the arrival of the Omicron variant. Israel is not alone.
Right. I would argue none of that is new information. I mean, it's sort of an extreme version of what we know, which is Omicron breaks
It's not
through.
New information, but it's not discussed, and it's enough
not
to get
way.
You pulled off of YouTube.
Well, so Omicron breaks through. Bottom line, Omicron breaks through.
Right.
Okay. Now,
it's new information from a few months ago
yes.
when they said the vax would stop you from getting
the question is, and I have to, I have a bias because I've seen a lot of Omicron, and people who were triple vaccinated had a cold. People who were double vaccinated typically had a cold, but sometimes got something a lot worse. And I had a couple of patients who I don't know if it was Omicron or Delta got really sick.
Okay. Well, we'll continue.
Israel is not alone. Denmark reported 42,000 cases yesterday, equal to almost 2.5 million in the United States. France, the second largest country in Europe, reported that the American equivalent of about 12 million new infections in the last week. Australia had a tremendous surge in cases earlier this month, though it seems to be subsiding for now. Let's see here.
So the real question, though, is this good news or bad news?
No, I don't know. But so first things first, the vax is not stopping you from getting it.
We don't. We know that.
We know that. Yeah. Now, we don't know if it slows down the severity.
Right. My clinical experience is that it does.
All right.
And the Pfizer people are already out making an Omicron vaccine.
Okay.
But do we need an Omicron vaccine if everyone gets it? No.
Well, I think the thought is it'll mutate by then.
That's the other part.
Right.
There's two pieces. We may not need it because we already have had it, and it may will mutate into something else. So.
Continue, Gary.
These countries have very different population demographics and previous exposure to COVID. They even have very different weather. It's summer in Australia. What do they share then? Incredibly high COVID vaccination rates, mostly with the mRNA vaccines. Israel is among the world's most vaccinated countries.
What he's saying is we know you can get it with the vax.
Yeah.
But he's taking a step further and saying you may be more susceptible to it with the vax.
He is saying that, and people are wondering that. That's actually being discussed in legitimate circles.
Right.
But it's not – there's no consensus on that by any means.
Okay. Well, he's saying the most vax –
He's showing why we should be having those conversations.
Right. Go ahead.
More than 90% of Israeli adults have been vaccinated with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Almost 80% have received a booster dose, and several hundred thousand have gotten a fourth. Yet, Israel had more coronavirus infections in the last week than in all of 2020 before it began mass mRNA COVID vaccinations. Omicron is much milder than Delta or the original coronavirus. So the data from South Africa, which was the first country where Omicron spread quickly, seemed to show. But South Africa is quite lightly vaccinated. The more recent data from the highly vaccinated countries has not been as promising. Yes, Omicron is milder. Even so, hospitalizations and deaths are spiking in countries like Israel and Denmark. In Israel, the number of severely ill patients has risen eightfold this month and almost fourfold in the last 2 weeks, even though the true spike in infections has come only in the last few days and hospitalizations typically lag infections. In Australia, deaths are up tenfold since in the last 4 weeks, although from a low base. It seems like that's a typo.
And again, these are all kind of interesting questions. So is this a good thing? Maybe we're just going to see a sudden spike in deaths that goes away. And
yeah, I know. But you know. What I think he's getting at is South Africa is not vaxxed, and they're not getting
hit as
hard.
Thin and they're young and
yeah, Israel's probably that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about Israel.
But anyway, it's a worthy discussion. It's a worthy conversation.
Sorry, you can continue, Gary.
In part, the rise has come because Omicron infections have reached such stunningly high levels that even a relatively low risk can lead to a significant number of deaths. And yes, many Omicron hospitalizations are incidental. They are people in the hospital for other reasons who just happen to test positive for Omicron. But other factors may be at play too. Here are four facts. One, both the within country and the between country data show that people who are vaccinated but not boosted are at higher risk of Omicron infection than the unvaccinated.
Than the unvaccinated.
Anyone who says otherwise is lying.
He's got to show that data. I mean, I've heard it before, but I need to kind of see it.
Well, he's talking about the most vaccinated countries
getting
hit
saying.
The hardest. Why isn't that data?
It is, but there needs to be some more stuff. But okay. Again, this is not unrealistic to talk about.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead.
Two, thus, vaccines will actually make hospitalization or death from Omicron more likely unless they somehow protect against serious outcomes from COVID infections more than they increase the odds of infection.
That's- no, that's a weird twist on the data. You hear what he's saying?
He's saying if you're going to be more susceptible to getting it because you're vaxxed, then there's going to be more people that have it and thus a higher level of hospitalization or death.
Or death particularly.
Versus those who might not be as susceptible because they're unvaxxed or have natural immunity.
But does that mean if you were unvaccinated, you would be less likely to die and less likely to get it? It's hard to say.
He's saying if you're unvaccinated, you'd be less likely to get Omicron. I think
I'm only actually halfway through number two, so why don't you guys let me finish? You want me to start again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Start again.
I'll start again. Two, thus, vaccines will actually make hospitalization or death from Omicron more likely unless they somehow protect against serious outcomes from COVID infections more than they increase the odds of infection. That's simple math. At this point, we have no way of knowing how those two factors interact. Mm. In other words, we do not know if Omicron is more dangerous to the unvaccinated than the vaccinated, putting aside any vaccine side effects. Anyone who says otherwise is lying.
So it's my bias that vaccinated people do better, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what should be looking at, as you've been pointing out from the very beginning, is what happens in the very elderly populations who are at risk of death. Are they truly more likely to get it and die if they've had the vaccine? Or is this happening in the general population at large and it's a statistical phenomenon of how many people are just getting sick?
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. We should still – Alex is missing one point that he has advocated for, and so have you and so have I, which is we should be protecting the risk groups. That's really where our focus should be, and we're still not putting the focus
well,
there.
Well, I don't think he's missing it. I think he's made that point a few times.
Before,
this is,
yeah.
This is yeah. not yeah. the subject of this article.
I would make it, though. I would make it a significant sidebar, but go ahead.
Thanks, Hiram. All right. Let me hit a spot here, and then we'll continue on. This Valentine's Day, it pays to plan ahead with 1-800-Flowers.com. First dibs on great deals, the best selection of roses, and guaranteed delivery. Don't wait. Amazing offer for my listeners. 24 assorted roses for $39.99, or you can upgrade to 24 roses for just $10 more. This stuff's beautiful. They're fresh, harvested at the height of the peak of freshness and the height of peakness. All roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak, cared for every step of the way, shipped fresh for long-lasting beauty. Think ahead this year. Bouquets are selling out fast. Lock in your Valentine's Day delivery day and do it today at 1-800-Flowers.com. Right, Matt?
To order 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code ADS. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code ADS. Hurry, offer expires Friday.
All right, quick break. Come back, finish that article right after this. All right. Gary continues.
All right. Three, it is unclear whether the vaccines interfere with the development of long-term post-infection immunity in people who are affected with Omicron.
Hold on. Drew's on his phone now.
I'm listening. I have to do this function. I'm sorry.
All right. Well,
no, I can do it in between. All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Anyone who says otherwise is lying.
You got to start that one again.
Okay. Three. It is unclear whether the vaccines interfere with the development of long-term post-infection immunity in people who are infected with Omicron. Anyone who says otherwise is lying.
What do you think of that, Drew?
We don't know.
Okay.
It's worthy of thought. The fact that it's silence is what bothers me.
Yeah.
Not that he's saying it.
Yeah.
So.
Four. It is clear that a third vaccine dose temporarily reduces the risk of serious illness or death from Omicron.
Ooh, how do you get that? That's true.
But
that's been my experience. I didn't see that in his data, but that's interesting that he points that out. But keep going.
But It is unclear how long that protection will last.
Also true.
And whether when it ends, people who have received a third dose will be less or more vulnerable than those who are unvaccinated or have received two doses.
Important question.
Anyone who says otherwise is lying. Put these four facts together, and it is clear that to encourage booster shots for anyone, including the elderly, at this point is reckless, bordering on criminal.
All right, so hold on. So he is acknowledging that the third shot reduces hospitalization for a period of time. And I've noticed it too. It's probably a short-lived thing, but it does seem to do that. Why is that, you know, if you can focus all that, particularly on the 70-plus-year-olds, why is that criminal?
Yeah, look, I agree. I don't think kids should be getting it. Who knows what they got to – whatever kids get at age 5, they're going to have to live with for 75 years. When you're 86 and you're in a nursing home –
it's a big whole
we don't
different
really
set of
care about the long-term consequences.
Different decision making. Absolutely.
Yeah,
100%.
So I agree with you.
And even a fourth vaccine in the nursing home patient, we shouldn't worry that much about if it has some effect. But I think what he's seeing is the massive spike in distribution of Omicron, which of course follows with some deaths. It just always does. It's going to go up. It's going to go down very fast. I think we're seeing that already, even after you wrote that article. We're not 2 weeks down the road.
Right. The bigger picture is, why is this kind of thoughtful discussion a no-fly zone on YouTube?
Well, that's your going a certain direction theme. You're not allowed to. I say there's a high probability this podcast doesn't survive.
Sure, but just – having an opinion that we're discussing.
I know. I understand.
I know.
I've been in YouTube jail twice.
I know. It's awesome.
And it's one thing if it were just YouTube, but my understanding is that the leader – this is – now, you know, have you interviewed Steve Kirsch? You guys interviewed Steve Kirsch? Oh, I can't believe you had – oh, you go nuts talking to him. I'm going to get you involved with him for the ACS show, or maybe even here if you want. But Steve Kirsch is the guy that invented the
mouse,
the mouse with the light, the fiber optic light, you know, mouse.
Oh yeah,
and he's been an entrepreneur 4 times. He's a brilliant dude. He funded the research on fluvoxamine and pushed that along, and has been saying fluvoxamine is helpful. And I have data, and it's been published and peer reviewed. Why are we not using it? Took him a year for people to start to use fluvoxamine in spite of all the data. And in the process, he started looking at the way stuff's being done here, and it is freaking him out. And he's become very vocal. He's very much lined up with Alex Berenson. Why did I bring him up to you here? What was I thinking about?
Well, we're just talking about censorship.
Oh, he has been taken off everything. He has been just completely taken off everything. They won't let even Clubhouse. They won't even let him talk anymore. And he said. I said. Well, okay. These are private company opinions. He goes, no. He goes, I said, what's wrong with you people at Silicon Valley, Steve? What's wrong with you and your peers up there that this is how you're behaving? And he goes, I'll tell you what's wrong with us. He goes, Jack Dorsey gets a call from the White House. The White House says, you're a good citizen, Mr. Dorsey. Is that his name? The guy head of Twitter. You're a good citizen.
Well, he's not anymore. He's stepped aside.
Right. You're a good citizen. We need you to do certain things to help, save lives on behalf of your government. Now they're an arm of the government. And no, the censorship means something totally different.
I agree.
Or are they taking money from the government?
The real question is 8 out of 10 retards I talk to in California have two opinions. A, it's not happening. Or B, if it is, hey, they're a private company. You love private enterprise. That's their business. Either both ways are defense of what's going on. That's
I would have defended it for a while too. That's why I was asking Steve. I said, "What's wrong with you guys? It's private enterprise. What's can't you allow for freedom of expression thing?"
I'm of that mind. My point is, declare yourself as the NRA has declared themselves. Don't label things misinformation. Label it disagrees with us, and then we'll at least have clarity. This is the problem, because they do it, and Dumbo news anchors and politicians talk about it as if it's misinformation. You know how much stuff was labeled misinformation that turned out to be correct 3 to 7 weeks later for the last 2 years? Almost all of it. All of it.
It's true.
All right, read
it's
your
comical.
Read your spot there, Drew.
All right, I thought you had one more. All right, our friends at Concrete Creatine. I took it just this morning. Clinically proven not just to power muscles, but also T cells, immune cells, key to health. They are the first responders of your immune system, also the memory. Concrete, patented creatine hydrochloride. It's the number one bioavailable creatine. All the strength and endurance benefits of creatine without negative side effects, fluid retention, cramps, that kind of thing, and diarrhea even. It doesn't have that. It's the only creatine women can use because of no water retention for them as well. Your body only makes half the creatine it needs. The other half is coming in from diet and external sources. But most American diets are low in creatine-rich foods. Start your New Year's resolution off right with Concrete and amplify your workout to burn off those extra holiday calories while protecting your health. Right, Matt?
Optimize your health and fitness, both body and mind. Build a better you with Concrete. And if you register now at concrete.com/podcast, you can win free membership to Planet Fitness for an entire year, plus a $500 Walmart Visa gift card. That's concrete.com/podcast to be one of multiple winners. And Concrete's now available online and in-store at Walmart. Concrete is truly changing fitness and health.
Do you have two more paragraphs there, or is it a graph, Gary?
Two more paragraphs, sorry.
Go ahead.
I have not used language like this before. I did not discourage older people from the primary vaccination series, but the facts have changed and they continue to change. And not to face this reality is incredibly dangerous. mRNA COVID vaccinations and boosters need to stop worldwide while we figure out what is happening. Not next week, not tomorrow, today.
All right. Well, interesting note to go out on. You can check out Truth Yeller. I'm taping that live this Sunday, February 6th, Brea Improv. Bill Shatner up on stage, Dennis Quaid as well.
Good.
Spokane, Washington coming up, and Tacoma, and then heading off to Waukegan, I think. Yeah, Waukegan. Oh, I see. Interesting. Waukegan's on the 10th, and then that's at the Genesee Theater in Illinois, and then heading up to Kansas City as well. Just go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. What do you got, Drew?
Go to DrDrew.com for everything, podcast, and really everything. DrDrew.tv for the streaming shows.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.